Hi, I'm Rabbi Brian. I'm going to answer this question. Rabbi Brian, I was talking with some buddies about the notion of soul. A Jewish friend told me Judaism doesn't believe in a soul. Can you help? You bet I can. I'll be right with you.
I'm Rabbi Brian Zachary Mayer. I help the spiritual but not religious.
There's a chance this spiritual religious thing is not what you think. You get to choose who you are in this world, and that's enough, and that's awesome.
The less you believe everything you think, the better.
I'm ready, you're ready, let's dive in. Jewish notions of soul. First of all, most Jews don't listen to them, they don't know a lot. I mean, listen to them, but they don't know about Judaism. And most Jews have this idea that Judaism is the anti-Christianity. So if Christians believe in heaven and hell, a devil, and efficacy of prayer, Judaism does not. And Judaism is not the anti-Christianity. That's just ridiculous. Judaism has believed in an idea of life after death, in heaven and hell, and of a devil. Those are absolutely true. And the idea Judaism doesn't believe in a soul? What? There are three words that are commonly used in Hebrew to define a soul. The first is ruach, which is like a spirit or a wind. Remember, language doesn't have one-to-one translation. So there's ruach ha-Elohim, that there's a spirit of God that was over everything before all of creation, very beginnings of the Bible. Ruach could mean soul. There's Nefesh Chaim, that there's a breath of life, that there's something in that breath that is a soul, that God breathes the breath of life. So maybe that you need to have both phrases, the breath and life, Nefesh Chaim, and that's where creation is. There's a book by a doctor who had a terminal disease, a brilliant book called When Breath Becomes Air. And that's the thing. What's that difference? When does breath become air? And the last word in Hebrew is neshama. And people will still use this as a Yiddish-type word, neshama. Like, oh, he's got such a neshama. Like, you have a soul. You have such a spirit. It's a spirit about you. Now, these three words, I can tell you these three words, but they don't tell you anything about Judaism's notion of what a soul is. So let me tell you another story. There's a story about Rava and Nachman, two rabbis in the Talmud, and this will tell you how Judaism has had these ideas, ancient ideas. And not one of the two dies. I can't remember if it was Nachman or Rava. One of them dies, and he comes back. And he talks to his friend, and the friend says, hey, tell me about that death thing. Was it so terrible to die? And he says, the one who returns says, no, death itself was like pulling a hair out of a cup of milk. It wasn't painful at all. And Rava, I believe it was, says, well, would you come back? Would you, if you were given the chance to come back to life, would you come back? And Nachman says, no. He says, well, why not? He says, I would not come back, not because death was so painful, but because the fear of death is so great. And I like this idea, that we are all living with such fear of death, and it's terrifying. Truly, when you wake up your eyes to the fact that this could be over, it's terrifying and something that is humbling and should fill us with awe. Let me say one other thing about an idea of a soul. Annie Lennox sings with soul. You can't find the soul in her singing. The same way Donald Miller wrote a book called Blue Like Jazz. There's no blue in jazz. There's no soul in music. But you know what we're talking about. I'll ask you in the way you best can to tend to your precious soul. You know you have it, and you know it needs tending to. I thank you for asking this question. Everyone else, if you have a question, please write it in. I thank you. I'm Rabbi Brian. I want to say one other word on the lines of spirit, which is this. Bodhisattva Indian Pale Ale. This is my favorite beer, or spirit, because it seems like the right thing. I am not officially sponsored yet by the Georgetown Brewing Company, but I want to talk about this beer. I live in Portland, Oregon. We have the best beer. This is from Seattle, Washington, 3-hour drive up, and we have an awkward relationship with Seattle, we do in Portland, because they're bigger than us, and we feel a little inferior at times. They have a little more gray than we do. But we have better beer, except for this beer. This is an amazing beer. I buy this beer in Portland, Oregon, where I can get any beer. This is good beer. This is the beer I drink. You should drink it too. I mean, if you like beer and IPAs, and you like to do what a rabbi tells you. Lots of love. Go to rotb.org. Follow me, Rabbi Brian AF on Instagram.